So, I mean, I think it was David Davis is all but giving up the ghost on you taking the seat the other day on
no,
radio.
No, not at all. You know, politicians have been taking voters in constituencies for granted up and down the country for years. I'm not taking anyone for granted. That, you know, I think people want their votes to count, and everyone counts with me, and I'm listening to people. I have support. I also come across people who aren't going to support me, but, you know, I'm focused on October the 9th, and I'm trying to see as many people as possible.
And Cameron's speech yesterday, do you get the impression they are throwing the kitchen sink at UKIP now in terms of some of the pledges?
I mean, I heard him talk about reforming the human rights situation. I sent him a letter before he became Prime Minister suggesting why we needed to pull out of the European Convention on Human Rights and we needed reform. I still haven't had a reply to it. It's odd that on the eve of a by-election, he starts talking about it. I mean, this is the problem. They've had 4 years. They've had their chance. Some might say they've had 20 years. You know, there comes a point where I think we've got to realise they're just not serious about change. They are simply not serious about the reform this country needs. And, you know, the party that Keir Hardie founded, the party that produced Clem Attlee, you know, you would have thought that the idea of dispersing power from unaccountable elites would be secondhand nature to the British left. And yet, where are their answers to these fundamental political problems?
Yeah, yeah. And in his jibe about go to bed with Farage, wake up with Miliband, I mean, what's your response?
It's mildly less offensive than talking about vacuum cleaners, but it just, again, the voter here, when they hear that, they hear someone commanding them how to vote. You know, I still get Tory MPs getting off that train station there, parading past here, bumping into me saying, you're taking our votes. Votes belong to the individual voter. That's the idea in democracy, guys. You know, the idea that you can say, if you vote for this person, you'll get that person. Therefore, you know, people get angry with that because it just shows contempt for the voters. It's just, you know, it's not respectful.
Yeah, and just finally, this is the third time in the last few weeks I've been down here, and I find a contrast, in fact, between here and Rochester. I got the impression your what's happened here had been longer in the planning than Rochester, because I found you seem to have taken a lot more people with you and there have been preparation, whereas in Rochester, Mark, is that the case?
There's nothing underhand at all. Most of my staff heard about my decision to change party after I'd given the announcement. You probably remember, after I'd made the announcement, I went quiet for about 2-3 hours. That's because I was on the phone talking to my staff. I'm really pleased that they've decided to come with me. But in a sense, I know what you mean. It looks seamless because I'm just doing what I've been doing for 10 years. Look at me. I walk around dressed as I am, knocking on doors, saying hello to people. I've been doing that for 10 or 12 years. Quite often, actually, in the past, you know, every week I'd pick a couple of streets, knock on the doors. I got to drink a heck of a lot of tea and make a lot of new friends. I'm having to say no to the tea now, but the friends are still there. I'm just doing what I've been doing anyway as the MP for over a decade. Now, I was in the town square now giving an interview, and the guy said, how come so many people are coming up and saying hello? Well, that's where I take my kid. That's where I do my shopping.